Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Thank you for getting up today. This is the Michael Van Tol Show, Detroit's Sunday morning news and inspirational podcast produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. All right, we're going to go to the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the list right now from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, those that are on and those that are planning on getting on, and our team members that is at large. Shout out to the missionary, and we'll say to Detroit, it's a wonderful start for the day. Amen. God bless
you.
Yes,
it is. Amen. Lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to our special guest. Good morning, missionary Hattie Humphrey. We miss you. And good morning, Detroit.
Yes, absolutely. Our in-studio guest this morning, Mr. Daryl Nolan. Mr. Nolan is a partner with me raising funds, a visionary for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan. Good morning, Mr. Nolan. Daryl Nolan, how are you?
Good morning, Brother Michael. I'm doing well, man. And let me just say, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show as we collaborate to try to make a difference in the Black community relative to the silent killer, multiple myeloma.
That's right. And this is highlighting this very devastating illness. And the LLS, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, aims to help patients and their families. And we're going to be talking about that in depth, along with our major fundraising event that we're holding at the TULC Thursday evening on June 1st. So we're going to be talking about that. All right. And, of course, we got news and weather coming up shortly. And it's a great day today. So we're looking forward to it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
He's a member of the Realty.
We find him and fix him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him. We find him and fix him. We find him and fix him and flip him.
Listen, we find him and fix him and flip him. We fix him and then we equip him. Got him drippin' with style, got him like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. Yeah. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Daryl Nolan, one of the visionaries from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan. This is our campaign right now to raise funds. Mr. Nolan, I just wanted to, let me just get a little background on you before we talk about LLS. You are a union man.
Yes.
Just tell us a little about your background, your history.
Absolutely, absolutely. I started my automotive career at Ford Motor Company back in 1988, worked on the assembly line. I was actually attending college, working on my degree. I was at a crossroad. I said, I've been doing this assembly work for 30 years. I don't see myself doing it. So, of course, some guys saw something in me that I didn't see in myself at that time. I guess they saw leadership. So I got involved in the union. Went to the highest level position in the plant at the time, which was plant chairman. God saw fit to bless me, and I was promoted to international staff, where I worked with the UAW Ford department. I gave 32 years of service with Ford, 24 years of union leadership at the international level, retiring out of the UAW president's office in 2020 during the pandemic. And one of the things we know, of course, if you want to make God laugh when you get ready to retire, tell him your plans. And so I knew I was going to do a quite bit of traveling, some consulting. But I had a good friend reach out to me because I kind of went underground for a while just to get myself together mentally to prepare for my future. So I had a good friend reach out to me, and I kind of knew what she wanted, because when you serve in leadership, you get an idea when people want you to get out here on the campaign trail for them. So I had said to myself, and if I can be brutally honest, I knew she wanted me to get on the fundraising campaign, and I said, nah, that's not in my plans. I'm not looking to do that, because I had a great deal of experience when I was working, you know, at the UAW level, so I understood fundraising. I've served on some boards, so I know the task, and fundraising is not for the weak at heart. It is not.
No, it's not.
So I said, well, being a good meeting guy that I am, let me go to their website, because I'm willing to bet there's probably a lot of information that I may be able to use against them to say to support why I do not want to do fundraising. But let me tell you, God has a sense of humor. Being an African-American man, when I went to the website, the first page was blood cancer in the black community. And I said, whoa, what is this about? So I started reading multiple myeloma. I never heard of that. Heard of leukemia, heard of lymphoma. Then as I started doing more research, found out there's a disparity in the black community. So you're telling me black folks die faster versus other ethnic groups? Oh, something's wrong with this. So I took it upon myself, Michael, and I went online prior to giving a commitment. I said, before I get out here and take on this assignment, I got to get filled up with some information. So the foundation put on a dinner, a panel discussion, which you were a part of,
yes.
And in Mario.
Yes, yes.
And when I attended and I walked into that room, and the room was packed of folks that looked like me.
Yes.
And during that discussion, I gained so much information, and I said, you know what? I'm committed to this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, again, I can't tell God no. Can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the reasons, and thank God I do not have, cancer, but, you know, my philosophy is, and I've told the Sunday morning team already, that just because I don't have something doesn't mean I can't help to fight it, you know. Just because I don't have cancer doesn't mean I can't be a warrior to fight against cancer. And just like with anything else, whether it's heart disease or AIDS, what do I have to have AIDS to fight AIDS? Do I have to have heart disease to fight heart disease? This is the best time for us to work and fight is when you are 100%. That's the best time.
Yeah.
When you have all of your faculties, when you have all of your abilities, your energy, the health to do something, that's when you should do it. So that's why I'm out here now. I learned it from my parents who are Salvation Army officers. Now, you're right. This is not for the weak and weary fundraising. This is, I have second thoughts every time I wake up now. Should I have done this? Because it takes a lot out of you. And they told me how much I've raised so far. I'm not happy with it, but it is hard work. Even for the little that I've raised so far, and I want to raise tens of thousands. I want to be able to just make one phone call. and Daryl, they're out there.
Absolutely.
There are people out there. They know. So there's some people out there that just bought a Range Rover for 70 grand, 80 grand, just like they wrote a check.
Yes.
And you're not even going to miss it. But I'm just saying there are people out there that can write a check for $25,000, $50,000, and they're not going to miss it.
Yeah,
and do you know that that money is going to help patients? It's going to help their families. One of the it was learning for me, even though I was hosting it and emceeing the event down at Mario's, I learned some things that night about how it affects the families. Can you imagine if somebody said that just drop that into your mind that you got cancer and how it's a ripple effect on you and your spouse, your kids, your parents, your grandparents, everybody, the nephews, it affects everybody. So that's what the impact of a donation toward LLS is going to do. So we banded together, and we're going to have something on June 1st. Tell them about our event at TULC on Grand River.
Yes, this coming Thursday, Michael and I, because when we started out on this journey, there's six visionaries that are doing their piece to help save lives. So Michael and I, of course, I approached him. I said, hey, man, how about we work smarter, not harder? I said, let's collaborate. You and I need to get together, and we need to take it to a historic place where there's awesome leadership. The TULC, located on Grand River, it's where local leaders come, whether you're a politician, whether you're in law enforcement, whether you're in labor, whether you're in teaching, we come together at the TULC so that we can strategize, so that we can network. So Michael and I will be there after work. So when you get off work, bring us $5, bring us $10, bring us $20. Mm-hmm. No donation is too small nor too big. And as Michael said, and I agree 100%, there are a lot of corporations out here. When we were going through the George Floyd situation that pledged a lot of money to deal with equality relative to the treatment of blacks in this country. Well, guess what? When you talk about disparity of a treatment, it also applies in the healthcare arena. That when we go to the hospital and we get treated, oftentimes, we don't get the same kind of treatment, and we fear actually the healthcare community. Why? Because of Tuskegee. Why? Because of women being operated on without anesthesia.
Ooh.
So that was one of the topics that was brought up. So, again, getting back to the question and what we're doing this Thursday, it is so important. We can't stress enough that if you're hearing us, that if you're on this call, please get with your family and friends. Let's pack the TULC on Thursday between 5 and 8.
It's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Come. Drop off some money, network, and we're also going to have a short program. We're going to have representatives from the foundation there. I'm looking to also have a gentleman that's battling this multiple myeloma, hoping to have him there.
Mm-hmm.
We want to educate our brothers and sisters out here in the city. And so we can't stress enough. Thursday, 5 to 8 at the TULC, located on Grand River in Detroit. We need y'all's support.
Yes, and, we want to have fun too. So we're going to have a DJ. You can purchase food, drinks, whatever you want. Just come relax, have fun. And you don't have to bring 25 grand, like we were just talking about. You can bring $5, $10, and we'll accept it, because this money is going to go to help in research. It's going to help, because LLS is like a global leader in the fight against blood cancer, against leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. And this money is going to go to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. It's going to go to blood cancer research around the world, provide free information and support services. And LLS is the voice for all blood cancer patients seeking access to quality, affordable, coordinated care. And, you know, this is a fight that I wish that, and I know in some cases they're getting closer to it, but I hope that they can cure cancer, because this thing is so wide-ranging. It's so many different things that can cause cancer. And what do you know? Once again, our African-American numbers are worse than others. You know, it seems like every time there's a category, we end up at the top at the worst or at the bottom at the worst on the list. And once again, this myeloma, we rank high in myeloma cases in cancer in the African-American community. And there's a lot of factors that, you know, it's in our environment, too. You know, we're usually in the cities with a lot of pollution, where there's a lot of factories, you know, and there's a lot of things that can cause it, our lifestyle, foods, all this kind of stuff. So just make sure that we can make a difference, and you can make a difference. You can make a difference in this fight. I don't know if the Sunday morning team, if you've got some comments or questions. Let me just welcome our evangelist, prophetess, songstress from Greater Pentecostal, evangelist Christy Laster, our Sunday morning team. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. So excited and happy to be here with you this morning.
Great. We're sitting in studio with Daryl Nolan. Daryl and I have teamed up to be visionaries for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help raise funds to fight cancer. He's here in studio. The Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you have a question or comment for us here in the studio regarding fighting cancer.
I do, and good morning. And, you know, I want to thank our guest, Mr. Daryl Nolan, for coming on and talking about this and having the enthusiasm. And, Michael, thank you for your dedication to this. You're welcome. My question would be, what is the number one challenge? You talked a little bit about the trouble with funding and getting people to write checks. And Michael, you're right. There are lots of people who have money. We love to spin this narrative that people don't, but there are a lot of people out here buying stuff. And we're just like, okay, you have expendable income. You need to do some positive things with that as well. But what would be the number one challenge for multiple myeloma? Is it not knowing? Is it access to medical care or education in terms of what it is, and then what is the solution to that, and how can we, as the radio show, help you with that?
That is a very good question, Kimberly. I'd say the number one challenge, of course, is many African Americans don't know about multiple myeloma. Since I've started this fundraising campaign, and I'm going all in with it, I'll be out in social network scenes, and I'll ask, okay, you ever heard of multiple myeloma? Don't look at me like, no. I said, well, can I share a little something with you? And after I do that, like, I have their attention. More importantly, aside from multiple myeloma, that I want to also bring to people's attention, because I didn't know it either, there's a gene called MGUS, M-G-U-S, that if you test positive for MGUS, the likelihood of attracting multiple myeloma has now increased. The average survival now is about 8 years for us as African Americans. But the beauty of it is that there is a God. There are some phenomenal stories out there where folks have been battling this blood cancer and have surpassed that. But the average, again, is 8 years. So, again, going back to the number one challenge is getting this information out there. Because as we go to churches on Sundays, and one of the things that I respect about what LLS is doing, what they've done in the past, because I checked their track record, is partnering with Detroit churches so that we can start educating us about this disease that is running rampant in the black community. And I get passionate about it because I'm like, when you know better, you do better. I've made a lifestyle change. And when I post pictures on Facebook, a lot of my friends reach out and say, Daryl, do you have leukemia? I was at an event last week, and a person knew me when I was weighing about 250, 260. Through the grace of God, I'm down now to 199 pounds. But I feel so much better. Why? Because I'm watching what I eat. I'm watching what I put in my body. Excuse me. I want to minimize me attracting some disease possibly that may take me out sooner than I'm going to leave. Yeah. And multiple myeloma, one of them.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly. Chaplain, you got a question or comment?
Yes. Thank you. I would say first, what the both of you guys are doing, it's a great thing. I try to tell people that it's so difficult when it comes to one of the things that kind of fundraising that I tell them is so difficult is that they don't want to get beyond the fact that they get their money back. See, because people don't understand that it's always good to donate and give, to especially an organization like this, because you can write them dollars off and get them right back at the end of the year. So
right,
really
right.
You're just helping out.
Tax
so
deductible,
I think that it's a great idea. Tax deductible. And that's one of the approaches that I take when I get off in the fundraiser and I let folk know, man, you're going to get this money back. You don't need to just keep it sitting there. You let the bank borrow your money, so you might well give it to us. So thank you both. But what it is that you guys are doing, I don't have a particular comment at this time.
But thank you also, Chaplain, because, you know, you came down and you supported me down at Sinbad's for one of our networking events for LLS. So we appreciate you and your support and your sacrifice, too, for coming down and lending your support, too. So thank you very much.
No problem.
Evangelist Christy Lanster Andrews, you have a question or comment for Daryl Nolan. We're raising funds for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
I wanted to say thank you to both of you for your dedication to this particular disease and just bringing about awareness. I would love for, you know, if you guys wanted an opportunity at our church, Greater Pentecostal Temple, take a couple minutes to do a brief pulpit announcement. I would love that, just to share information. I don't know if you have pamphlets or handouts that we can share with people. Personally, you know, our family has been impacted by this, and so we would love to just help to get the word out, you know, as much as we can. And I heard you say that the lifespan is typically 8 years now when you've been diagnosed with this disease. And I wanted to ask, has that changed? Because the last I heard, the lifespan was 5 years for the individual that we know that was impacted by this disease. That's what they were given, 5 years. And when I tell you they lived an amazing life in those 5 years, aside from the moment of sickness and hospitalization, but just visiting other countries and doing all that they knew that they could do within that time frame. But that was my question. Has that changed? Has the lifespan increased because of, I don't know, new medication or what have you?
Yes, I can speak to that. And when I started out, you know, doing my research, you know, initially it started out 3 years. It was sort of like the average of survival. Because of research, because of, you know, collaborations between doctors and the medical community, the average has increased, which is a great thing. I want to add on something to that, because what we have to understand, let me just share what I call God making my assignment somewhat easy for me. I had the pleasure of meeting a woman, an African-American woman, who's the CEO of her own company, and she is working in the medical community. She is dealing with African-American doctors. She's partnering with pharmaceutical companies Because if we want to better our chances of survival, we have got to put the fear of trial studies to the side. We have got to participate in these trial studies. And what I applaud Majorie Brown for doing, she has formed a company. She's out on the battlefield. I had the pleasure of meeting her. Me and her are tied at the hip. Where I go, she goes. We're going to be out here educating people. Because what I found out is I found alarming, and these are facts. I'm not trying to, let's say, create any kind of division. But when white doctors get involved in these trial studies, I was informed they make somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $400,000 per trial study. So Majorie Brown, she's doing her part to say, hey, come on, black doctors, we got to get in the game. We got to help save lives. And when we save lives, we can increase the average survival time because now we're being a part of these studies. I had an incident happen to me. I was on blood pressure medication. And this blood pressure medication was causing my throat to swell. I go to the emergency room, and the nurse there said, Brother Nolan, that medication you're on is not for African Americans. And so, therefore, I had to get back with my doctor and say, hey, you're going to take me off of this. Because had I not made it to the emergency room within the next 30 minutes, they were going to have to stab me in my throat and put in a trach. I don't want to go through that.
Wow.
Yes. You know, thank you, Evangelist, for that question and comment. And, yeah, we would love to stop by and visit at Greater Pentecostal to talk about it and bring some information, too. So we'll follow up with you on that, too. Thank you so much. And on a final note, I just want to remind you again that we will be taking donations. There's a few different ways we're doing this. Number one, if you go on any social media, because I know, Daryl, you've been posting it all over the place too. I've been posting it on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Gram, all over the place. So you can donate. We've got our QR codes up there, and you can make a donation there. But if you would like to come in person and bring even $5, because that's why we want to encourage, we're not trying to shame anybody into, you know, if you don't have a $25,000 check, don't come. Well, yeah, if you've got $5, bring it to TULC on Thursday evening from 5 to 8, and just drop it in the bucket, okay? Just like in church, just drop it in the bucket. Evangelist Christy, you know what I'm talking about. They can just bring it, drop it in the bucket, and, you know, ain't nobody going to talk about whether you put $5 or $10 or a dollar in there. This is all going to go to a good cause. And, of course, we want to have fun that night, too. So we're going to have a DJ and food and everything. The fish and chicken over at TULC, man, that's how I
got. Oh, it's so good.
Yes, that's how I got to know TULC. I went to the famous fish fries over there, and that's how I got to know TULC. That's how most people get to know it anyway,
absolutely.
But just come over Thursday evening from 5 to 8, drop off your donation for LLS. Daryl and I will be there, and we're looking fun to it. Any closing words you'd like to share, Daryl?
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. And thank you for the Sunday morning crew that's part of the show as well for the great questions. My final comments are this, and it just hit me. You know, we've had the great Miss Janet Jackson come to town, Beyonce will come to town, and everybody will put their rent payment on hold, their mortgage payment on hold,
car
spend
payment.
All that money to go see these entertainers. But Brother Michael and I are out here in the trenches trying to save lives and educate people.
Yep.
And guess what, y'all? It ain't just a black thing. It's a human thing.
Yep.
The LLS Foundation is doing great work in so many different communities. During this fundraising campaign, I've had the pleasure of meeting some great people. So, again, y'all, we can pack the TULC on Good Friday, which is a good thing. But I want to challenge the listening audience. We can go get fish on Good Friday, but can we come out on Thursday to donate a few dollars to save some lives and educate some people?
Right.
That's my challenge to the listening office. I mean, listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll close with this. If you know anybody that's in the media, whether it's local news stations, radio stations,
reach out to them. Give me and Michael an opportunity to get on those airwaves and share this message, because it is so important. If they say they have love for us, then give us the platform.
Well said, Daryl Nolan. Thank you so much for sitting in studio here in Southfield. Dynamic, great speaker. No wonder they wanted you in UAW leadership. I could tell why. Yes, they picked the right person. Thank you so much. Yes. Look, it's Memorial Day weekend, and, you know, not only do we remember those who died for this country, who sacrificed. Let me tell you, when I see some of these, when I watch and hear some of these stories about some of the people that have fought for this country and how much it took, you know how much fear was involved? You know the enemy is coming at you. You're getting thrown into an enemy fight, all these machine guns and missiles and all this kind of stuff, and you're supposed to just follow the person in front of you, and you kind of know what's you're going to go into the fight. It took a lot for people to sacrifice for what we have right now. Thank God that, you know, and they won. They fought the enemy. Look how many times in history this God has saved this country from demise, even from the Civil War, from World War I, World War II. I'm telling you, you know, Daryl, when I watched Saving Private Ryan, when those guys were on those boats heading towards Normandy Beach and Omaha and all those beaches, do you know, some of them were, they knew they were going to go into the firefight of their lives. They were throwing up before they even, some of them were shot and killed before they even got out the boat, before they even hit the shore. Some of them were shot and killed in the water trying to swim to the shore. Some of them were shot and killed when they got on the shore. Some of them were shot and killed as they tried to climb those cliffs. And I looked at some of those cliffs. I mean, like, how can a human being climb up there? But they did. Back then, I tell you, you know, it's a tough thing to think about. What would we do if we were in that situation? How would we have come through that? There's some people that really died for this country. They suffered for this country, I tell you. Those are the people that we remember today, Memorial Day. We remember the leaders that we've had in this country, in this world, great leaders. Leaders of countries, leaders, religious leaders, we remember them on this Memorial Day. That's what Memorial Day is all about. It's not just about the barbecue, you know, and all that, the chicken, the ribs. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We're going to relax and have fun. But remember those who sacrificed for this country. We'll be right back with news and weather. Right after this.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Don't you worry about hello, back. Happy Memorial Day. Our thoughts and prayers and hearts go out to those who have family members that have sacrificed for this country. I was, as we were on the break, I was even thinking about some of those Pacific islands that, you know, the Japanese were there, and we just dumped our guys on there to fight the Japanese on some of those islands, and we're like, what good is it to fight for this piece of island, and they died. Thousands of them died on some of those Pacific islands. I tell you, I'm glad that I'm alive right now. Okay, that's all I'm saying. You know, yeah. I'm glad that I'm alive right now. That we don't have to go through that. You know, but that's why it's so important to remember this. You know, Commissioner McCormick, her health fair is coming up on Thursday, June 8th. So not this coming Thursday. This Thursday is our LLS fundraiser at TULC. But next Thursday, June 8th, is Commissioner McCormick's health fair at the Redford Library. We've got about 10 different organizations appearing, including the Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network, DWIN they call it, Wayne County Veterans, LLS, Health Choice, oh my goodness, so many, Citizens Bank, the Sheriff, Wayne County Sheriff team is going to be there, and we're looking forward to it. They're going to have food trucks at the Redford Library, 6 Mile Road, just west of Telegraph, on Thursday, June 8th, courtesy of Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick, and of course, you know, that is my boss, Commissioner McCormick. All right. The latest in news and information this morning. The Boston Celtics are sitting on the edge of NBA history after last night's unbelievable last second shot by Boston Celtics guard Derek White to win game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The buzzer beater sealed a 104-103 win over the Miami Heat. This thing was so sudden. I never saw 104-103 on the screen. Boston Celtics. I never saw that. It was so last minute. That score never appeared. It was so sudden. It was so stunning. Everybody was just standing around. I couldn't even believe it. The Miami fans were just stunned. You know how they just stand there with their hands on their head and all that kind of stuff, with their mouth open. It was like riveting. This is going to be the first time in history, and it could happen tomorrow night. No team has come back from 0-3. That's where Boston started out at, 0-3, and now they came back to tie it 3-3. I predict this is going to maybe a record viewership Monday night for game 7. Mm-hmm. This is it. I'm telling you. I could not believe it. I don't know if you guys saw it. I could not believe this game. And that last second shot was truly last second. That's going to go down in history. That's going to be one of the top three. That's one of the top three. I think that Michael Jordan buzzer beater back in the day, and this is going to be right up there. Yes. Russia continues to launch missiles and drone attacks on Ukraine. Yesterday, Russia launched its largest drone attack on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. One was reported killed. The attack lasted more than 5 hours, with air defense reportedly shooting down over 40 drones. Most of them were Iranian-made, and I think at some point, Vladimir Putin is going to pay a heavy price. He's going to go down in history, and I hope he gets arrested. This is a war crime, the amount of slaughtering that's going on in Ukraine. I tell you, he's going to pay a price for this, and I hope that Russia removes him from power. In a symbolic expression of self-love, according to CNN, some women are marrying themselves. Brittany Rist walked down the aisle in a dress and white veil to her favorite song. It was her wedding, but there was no other partner at the altar. The 34-year-old read her vows in front of a mirror, accepted her own proposal, and gave herself a ring. So instead of a spouse, she had a big cake waiting for her and a bottle of champagne. She said, "I do," and all that stuff, for better and worse. The practice is called sologamy, or self-marriage. No data exists on how many people are doing this right now, but it's being explored in a handful of news articles. CNN interviewed 4 women, and they say it's about self-love, affirmation, and relationships. But some critics say that it's really not even, there's nothing legal about it. Danny Adams married herself with 40 guests in December at an outdoor venue in Sanford, Florida. She walked down the aisle by herself, read her vows. She spent $4,000 on the wedding. She had 9 bridesmaids. And after the wedding, she treated herself to a honeymoon in Tulum, Mexico, and bought herself a necklace and 2 bracelets. Critics also say that it's a cry for help and say these women may need professional help. Janet Jackson hit the Detroit stage on Wednesday, May 24th, her first concert in 6 years, with Grammy Award winner and Fast and Furious actor Ludacris opening for Jackson at LCA. We have our own reporter here to give us our update that was at the concert, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Give us an update, Kimberly.
Good morning. So it was an amazing, amazing show. I'm gonna give you a little background. So I saw Janet Jackson last year at Essence in New Orleans, and it was the first time she had been back on stage. Many of you know that she had been blackballed in the industry by some very powerful people, and so when some things came out in the Me Too movement, she was vindicated, especially from the Super Bowl performance where everybody was trying to lay blame. And she rocked the house in New Orleans. And so I knew when she came to Detroit that I wanted to see her. And Daryl Nolan, I didn't have to mortgage my house because I wasn't trying to sit front row. I was just trying to be in the building. So I was in the building. I had great seats, though. Don't get it wrong. I had great seats. Ludacris did an amazing job. He got the crowd hyped up. He came out with high energy. Everybody was singing and dancing because we all started to remember his songs. We talked about Fast and the Furious. And then Janet came on. And let me tell you, royalty was in the building. She came out in the most beautiful purple cape. She came up out of the floor, and it was like a good 2 minutes where people were just literally screaming. She didn't say a word. She just stood there like, I'm here. And people lost their minds. Then she started singing. It was a song I didn't recognize, so I can't tell you what the first song was. But then she immediately went into one of her faster beats, Feedback, threw the cape off, had her gold bodysuit on with the purple bow, and she was dancing. Janet performed almost every song off of all of her albums. We went from Control, Rhythm Nation, Demita Joe.
She got so
Velvet
many hits. She had to cut them short just to get them all in.
She did. So you would get like a summary of the song. Like she would do the bars and yeah. Thank you, Michael. So she would do a sample. So it started off slow, then it would go fast, then it would slow down. She did all her slow songs back to back. People were singing, and she had camera lights, and it was amazing. And she ended it with Rhythm Nation. And, that was the last song, and then there's the other song that she does at the end of all of her concerts. And people, when we thought she ended it.
Kimberly's a fan.
And I told my husband.
Listen to Kimberly. Oh, my goodness. She just couldn't wait to talk about this morning. That's a fan.
I have been a fan since as a kid. Janet Jackson was Penny. I remember Penny. And I told my husband, I said, the concert's not over. Nobody moved. Like, Janet got a standing ovation. Like, people were up on their seats. They were screaming. They were hollering. They were
still got it,
And she still got it. And then she was in her dressing room and showed, you know, the person touching up her makeup, and she came back out and she sang one last song. And it was a nice dance song, and it was a happy song. And you were energized when you left out.
Kimberly, only a Jackson could stand on stage and do nothing for 2 minutes and people go crazy.
Yes.
It's hard for others to do it. I've seen them try, but only a Jackson can do that. You know, Michael Jackson used to get away with it all the time. Matter of fact, remember the Super Bowl when he came up out the floor and he stood there?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that was the longest ever. And the only other person that can pull that off is Janet.
Yep. But she played, so at Essence, she had a very compacted show. So it was a lot of her high energy. It was control, of course, feedback, Rhythm Nation, and some other things. This was her entire catalog. It was her show. She had showmanship. She had monitors. She had set changes. She had she had four outfit changes. Each outfit change was in response to whatever she was singing. It all worked. It was a straight Hollywood
show. Now, that's
a show. She played. Yes, it was a show.
You know, and I like the old school because they knew how to do a show. You know, whether it was Prince, Madonna, Cher, Michael Jackson, when they did a show, you got your money's worth. I don't know what these people do nowadays. They get on stage and just walk around and they hold a microphone and they just moving their hands around. They don't have no backup dancers, no choreography. They don't dress up. They come up there with a sweatshirt on and some jeans halfway falling down. I want a show. If I'm gonna pay $180, $250 for a ticket, I want a show. It better be like a stage play.
Exactly. So two last things really quick. So she played one of my favorite songs, which is Scream, which is her and Michael. And when the video came up with her brother on it, the folks in the arena went ham. Just people were losing it. We're like, oh, my God. And I'm like, he's not even here. He's deceased. But it was really nice how she did it because she allowed the video to play his part, and then she sang her part. Now, keep in mind, Janet, I believe, is 57 years old. God,
really?
She's 57.
What?
57 years old. Now, Janet did not dance. She didn't dance for the entire set. However, when she did dance, she did everything. So for every song that we know her from, like Pleasure Principle, Rhythm Nation, Control, some of the, That's the Way Love Goes, she did all those dance moves. But she had backup dancers who were able to do a lot. Because you could tell, she'd be like, okay, I did my 2-3 minutes, whatever. Now I'm going to let them do the rest because I still got to go on because I got another hour and 30 minutes to do. So she danced at everything. So for anybody who says, well, she didn't really dance, she danced at intervals. She didn't dance the entire show because she's not 20 anymore. I think she recognizes that she's older and mature, but the show that she put together, it was stellar. It was absolutely stellar. I'm so happy that I got a chance to go. I hope that she gets a residency in Las Vegas, because if she does, I'm going to Vegas to see her again.
Yes, I wish I could have done. I was hoping to win tickets. You know, Mrs. Vantool normally wins tickets, so I was hoping that we would win them. We didn't get them, but, you know, we'll have to catch her the next time. Man, wow, what a detail. I mean, that's just, you could have reported that for TMZ. Thank you. That was great.
You're welcome.
That was great. That was a TMZ report right there. All right.
Hey,
look, I want to hear what the Sunday morning team has. So let's start with you, Chaplain Kathy. You got anything for us this morning? I know we got about 10 minutes left.
Yes. What I like to do is that I like to introduce a lot of businesses, especially the businesses that don't get recognized. I like to introduce him to the Vantool Blog Talk Radio Show. And right now I have Brother Dre Hollywood. He's on the line right now. He has a food truck. And if it's all right, I would like for him to say just a couple of things.
Great. Did he call in?
Yes, he's on now. Go ahead, Brother Dre.
Let me patch him in right now.
Thank you.
Okay, go right ahead.
That's him right there. This is Michael Vantool. This is Brother Dre.
Go right ahead, Brother Dre. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I own Motor City Food Truck. I'm an up-and-coming business. I'm trying to help the city and myself, but I'm trying to push as many kids in the right direction as I can. I'm running my food truck downtown and at the parks for the kids that's playing football this summer. I'm trying to do the best I can to help my community and just uplift us, the black community, every community, myself, the city of Detroit, this Motor City Food Trucks, and I appreciate you guys for having me on.
Great. And what's the phone number for the Motor City Food Truck? Because we may want to know where you're going to be or, you know, how can we keep track?
313-899-8412. I'll pull up during taco trucks. Any requests for kids graduating from high school, college, nursing school, anything.
You can cook too. You got some good food on that truck too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Great.
And Mike, I have met him. I've seen his truck come down my street.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of trucks come down the street, but there was something about him, and I had to stop him. And I said, I need you to call in tomorrow, because we're going to get you some exposure that you need, especially when you're helping the kids.
That's right. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. We're going to pump you up as much as we can. Motor City Food Truck, 313-899-8412. Thank you, Dre. Thank you for calling in to the Michael Van Tool Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. All right. Thank you, Chaplain. Thank you. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you got something for the team?
Well, I wanted to give a great weather report because we have a great week coming up.
Right
now it's 66 degrees and sunny. Today, clouds will increase a little bit, so we'll be partly cloudy, but not really any rain, with a high of 78 degrees and a low of 57. Tomorrow will be a picture-perfect day, sunny, bright with sunshine, a high of 84 degrees and a low of 59. Happy Memorial Day. On Tuesday, partly cloudy skies will return with a high of 86 degrees. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies continue with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 63. On Thursday, the first day of June, partly cloudy skies will continue with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 64. And on Friday, the first day of Grand Prix, if you are downtown Detroit, come on out. It's going to be a fantastic event. Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees and a low of 61. And next Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees and a low of 56. And that's the weather.
Oh, you got all type of help up in
summer day. Is here. Summer is here. It's finally here.
Yes,
you turned the corner.
Yes,
this
it
is it. Thank you, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. We've been having so much fun. We almost forgot the weather. If we all happy. We're so happy right now, but that's why we're happy. It's the weather.
Exactly.
Yes. So thank you. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, you have the floor.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is just mark your calendars for June 7th. It's a very special day. It just so happens to be my birthday. So that's the first thing.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And,
wow.
And secondly,
the national
I'd
holiday.
Like to, that's right. That's right.
Happy
secondly,
birthday.
I'd like to say, because I know we have only a few minutes left, but I want to say to each and every one of you that's listening and then to our Sunday morning team, the word of the day is live. Like live life abundantly. Live your best life. The book of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse says, the thief cometh, but not to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So
well,
Christ is coming that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So if you're not living an abundant life, maybe you're in between, I don't know, wherever you are, but it's time for you to reconsider. Look at your life. Think about your actions and the results that it is yielding. And if it's not yielding the results that you want it to yield, it's time to revamp. It is time to live your best life. I know the world is crazy. There are so many things happening in our time that God has allowed us to live in. But even in the midst of all that, there's still an opportunity for you to live. Kimberly Bachelor David was living it up at the Janet Jackson concert. Okay. So
that's right.
There is opportunity for you to live your best life and do the things that you enjoy, that makes you happy, that does not harm others and doesn't cause you to sin and miss heaven when it's your time. But live life
that's
abundantly.
Right.
So that's all I had to say this morning.
Wow.
I like what she said, man. She said miss heaven when there's no time. You hear me?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I caught that.
It's amazing what evangelist Christy Laster could do in 2 minutes when it comes to teaching and preaching. I tell you, that was right on point, right on target. That's the lesson that we're going to take away from this morning. I feel so good right now because that was a lesson.
Right.
That was the lesson that we are to have today. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal, for those kind, helpful, devotional words this morning. And I'm so glad that you had it in mind to share those with us. Sunday morning team, this has been a blast. What I've had fun this morning doing this show. Daryl Nolan stuck around. He's here. He listened and watched the whole thing in action here. Thank you so much, my brother, for teaming up with me, working with me on this LLS. And you know what? We're going to be working together even after this, man. I see why they chose you as a union rep, you know. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael, and to the Sunday morning team. Thank you guys. Y'all made me feel right at home. And I got to agree with
all
Michael.
Right.
The word that was just shared,
you.
Your best life abundantly. Yeah, I received that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Christy, you know, you never, you don't even know what people go through on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what we've all gone
through
this last week. But that just shows you the power in those words,
mm-hmm.
the power in messages. You don't even know. Like I told you, the last time I went to Grand Pentecostal, I thought Evangelist was preaching directly to me. But, you know, it covers us all. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
what God's word is all about. And it's about, and we have to make sure that we are doing God's will. And I'm looking forward to getting back over to Grand Pentecostal. Thank you, Sunday morning team. Have a great holiday weekend. Go out and make the best. Enjoy with your family and friends and enjoy this nice summer weather coming up. The summer is finally here. We finally turned the corner. God bless you. Have a great day today.
God bless you all. Bless you all.
God bless. Have an amazing day.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Hold your head up high. Look up to the